Police regulators in Illinois are one step closer to being able to strip an officer of their ability to work in law enforcement without having first been convicted of a crime. But some say the proposed rules from the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board don't go far enough. I'm joined now by Sam Stecklow, a reporter and editor for the nonprofit newsroom Invisible Institute. Sam, thanks for being here.
Hi, Kimberly. Thanks for having me.
Sam, I understand the new proposed rules would lower the bar for stripping police officers of their badges in Illinois. Tell us more about that.
So up until now, officers have only been able to lose their certifications from the state, which is what allows them to be hired as a police officer, if they had been convicted of a felony or certain misdemeanors. And that's been the system that's been in place since the 1990s. And so this is the first time in Illinois history that an officer will be able to lose their certification without first having been convicted of a felony or a small handful of misdemeanors.
Sam, what do the proposed rules say, and why is this a significant development?
The rules lay out a process for how hearings of decertification cases that are being heard by the Certification Review Panel of the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board, which is a new body that is being created just to hear these decertification cases. It will lay out exactly all of the rules for complaints, administrative law judges, and some information about appeals. And this is a significant development because hundreds of cases have been piling up at the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board after these new provisions were passed as part of the 2021 Safety Act, but they haven't been able to take any action on any of these cases because they haven't had this process in place. Experts say that this is a step in the right direction because there have been no rules in place up until now to conduct these hearings and to prevent officers, so-called wandering officers, who leave one department after committing misconduct and then go to a new department, prevent them from being able to do so. And the only way to prevent that is by stripping their state certification. But experts say that there aren't enough set rules about how regulators are going through all of these hundreds of cases that are being received by a LETSB and being disposed of without any set public rules in place. The hearings that are going to be held are of cases that have already been at least preliminarily investigated by a LETSB and have decided to go forward with a hearing. But that means that there are hundreds of other cases that will not go forward to a hearing. And I spoke to Amy Thompson, who is an expert with Impact for Equity, about this missing process.
What's the process to determine whether that investigation was adequate? And then how will they decide whether to launch a formal complaint based on those investigations? You know, what factors are considered? You know, none of that information is fleshed out in these rules. And so I think beyond the little that's in the Illinois Police Training Act, the public is kind of left in the dark to understand this large section of consideration of decertification, what's going to happen there.
Sam, what's next for these proposed rules, and what will you be paying attention to going forward?
So these rules have been in the works since long before the killing of Sonya Massey, who was an unarmed Black woman, by Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson, who had a history of misconduct with several departments before he was hired in Sangamon County. But that incident has put a lot of pressure on regulators and state lawmakers to make sure that this process is in place. So experts I've spoken to say that there are still many things that they would like to see reflected in proposed rules, including guarantees of public access to these hearings and case files. And that has not been addressed, as well as other public databases that are supposed to be available. And so both the implementation of these hearings and when they start having hearings to decertify officers and other rules that should be coming down the pike are things that we'll be paying attention to. We did submit several questions to LETSB officials, but did not receive any response.
Sam Stecklow is a reporter and editor for the nonprofit newsroom Invisible Institute. He reported this story in collaboration with IPM News. Sam, thank you for sharing your reporting with us.
Thanks so much for having me.